Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday morning, April 26th, and ready to start a great week of crazy weather, apparently, everywhere in the country. So I hope you guys are safe, you're in a good place, and you enjoy yourselves, because it's going to be everything I've heard last night. Wind here, snowstorms, tornadoes, and my daughter was coming on Friday, and she was on her way to the airport to get to California. And what happened to her was there were tornado warnings in Arkansas, and she had to come like later in the day, and it did hit a town near her. So wherever you guys are, man, be careful. There's a lot going on with weather at this time of year. Today's show, how to express hurt without commingling hurt with anger. I thought, man, this topic, if we just talk about it, we can save ourselves or the people around us or the kids that we know, and we talk about these things to them. We can save them a lot, literally, for the rest of their lives. Anger is such an acceptable response that we know how to respond to anger, and we would say, well, if you know, I'll beat him up, I'll do this, I'll do that. And you literally have a plan. When we're angry, did you ever hear anyone say, I'm going to go and talk about it with that person? We don't do that. Young brothers and sisters, people in school, people at work, we've gotten to the point where anger is so accepted, not just to have it, but to hold on to it and not release it, not give us a chance, not give ourselves a chance to release it out of us. And one of the best ways to not commingle your hurt with anger is to question yourself before you even get to the other person. Forget questioning the other person right away. But I remember when we were younger and they'd tell kids, count to 10 before you do anything. And by the time you counted to 10, that reaction time, the immediate reaction time would be gone. And a lot of times we do things in anger that we believe is so justified that anyone would understand that we just go ahead and we jump in. We just jump in and we do our thing. So what happens? How do we get ourselves out of it? How do we get ourselves in a place where we can pay attention to ourselves before we hurt ourselves or we hurt somebody else? Even if it's just the words that we say that the other person can never, ever forget. And the best way to run through that is to actually have the argument with the person in your mind. And I know there's quick reaction time. I know there's people we don't know that something happens that's like road rage, or you're in a store and someone cuts in line, or, you know, these things. And they're not really things that make us angry, but in the moment take us from 0 to 60. And we also don't catch ourselves in those positions. And we say things, and I mean, I hate to say that I see this a lot, but I see it a lot. And to walk around and say to yourself, instead of this person did this or whatever, just say to yourself, what difference does this make to my life? Because we have been taught, you know, don't let anyone get away with this. Don't let anyone do that. Don't. And that can go on all day long. But we have to pick and choose what we let, in the operative word, what we let affect us. How important is what we're putting our anger into? And sometimes we're soft, or we get taken advantage of by other people, and we know it, and we don't want to hurt their feelings. And then we wait until we're really angry, and then we use that anger as the reason why we are saying what we're saying, when all along we felt that way. We just didn't want to hurt their feelings. Think about that. How many times has that one happened? And then all of a sudden, all this stuff comes out, and the other person looks at you like, wow, how long have you been holding on to that? And most of the time, it won't have to do with what you were angry at in the moment. Because sometimes we harbor that anger by not communicating along the way. And it all boils down to communication. And speaking of communication, I need to let you guys know, I don't have the chat on today. It wouldn't come on for some reason. So if you're in there, good morning. Usually we have Liam and Francis and some guests in there. So good morning, you guys, and afternoon. And we'll figure that out. It should be okay tomorrow, but it wouldn't come on today. But when we are hurting, and we start to wonder how we're going to get our point across, is the time to have a talk with yourself. It sounds like such a step back in the middle of everything. But if you were to say, let's say you're in the moment and you're two partners and you have a disagreement, and one of the two of you, or the two of you, have been holding on to something and haven't addressed it yet, and now it's like playtime. You're going to both go for it. Go to the bathroom. Just say, I'll be back. I need to go to the bathroom. I need to think about what I'm doing. Even if it's for 5 minutes, leave. I guarantee you, you will come back and have a completely different, I want to say interaction, but also a completely different outcome. Just a completely different outcome. When we are hurting, 90% of the time, it's not because of what just happened. And that's the difference between hurt and anger. Anger is a momentary response to hurt that's built up. And that's when we commingle it. That's why I'm always saying about self-love, about just self-accounting. You know, why did I do that? Or let's say something happened when you were younger and you say, well, you know, that happened to me, and some people live in it, and, you know, they lead with it in every conversation of what happened to them when they were 6, when they were 7, and they're like 50. It's because they've never had that resolution internally. And now that becomes the backbone of every argument you have, everything you do, everything you feel. It all becomes the backbone. And then when you do get in an argument, it all goes back to how everybody's hurt you, how everything's hurt you. Everyone you knew has hurt you. And everyone you knew didn't hurt you. But when you feel like you've been neglected, when you feel those things, know that that's hurt before the anger of whatever just happened. The force at which people feel anger with is a completely different energy than being hurt. And when we're hurt, that comes back. It all goes back to self-communication. communicating with yourself. I've been walking around with this for a long, long time. I have people who write to me. They're so hurt that they want to kill themselves over and above facing what hurt them. And sometimes when I start to touch the hurt that they feel, it's so tender that it's like a room they won't go into. Oh, no, no, no. And if I try to help them heal it, they fight me. And then I have to say, you know, you would rather take your life away than face what hurts you? Sometimes I got a hard yes. And the reason was that without that identification of the hurt, they didn't know who they were. And I realize some people don't want to know, and they get mad at me for figuring it out because no one was ever supposed to figure that out. Not even them. And if they weren't going to figure it out, well, you better not come showing up to figure it out, even though they said they wanted to. And I realized that hurt was an entire different entity. I knew that anger and hurt have different energies all along the way. But it's a different entity. Because hurt stems from something that usually happened to us, well, that did happen to us, before we knew it was coming. And we didn't know how to handle it. We were just like, wow, what just happened to me? And it happened when we were younger, and we probably just went about our business and did whatever we were going to do, eat, play, have our, you know, parents give us a bath, whatever it was before we went to bed, whatever it was, we just went on with business. And then when we hit our teenage years, our adolescent years, and we start going back and taking inventory of what happened in our life to that point, we start thinking a little differently. And now we're looking and saying, wow, that happened to me, and that happened to me, and my uncle did this, and my, you know, my mom did that, and my dad did that, and my friends did this. And we start creating what are reference points. We choose them from our childhoods. We choose them from the series of things that have happened to us. Some of them stick out more than others. We build a world around them. We start creating an identity of who we are. And I realize that we talked about this before, and if you're new to the show, there's something called just giving people back their energy. If somebody hurt you and dumped a lot of their anger on you, and you carry what they've said to you all this time, you have the right to take their pain and their hurt and give it back to them. And you'd be surprised what's left. They may never remember that they said or did what they said or did to you. And yet you have built a life around it because you took on their hurt that brought them to the place of saying or doing that to you. It's a very interesting, intricate part of the hurt that every single one of us carries. I remember just my children when they grew up. And they'd say, Mom, do you remember when we did this? And I'm standing there going, we never did that. They said, oh, yeah, we did. And it took them. And think how long 5 minutes is of details before I remembered. And it was true, we did do it. And it was true, I did completely forget. Because I remembered the things I wanted to remember. I remembered what I did for them. I remembered taking them here and there. I remembered doing all this stuff for them. but they had their own set of memories that had nothing to do with mine. And the things I remembered, they didn't remember the way I remembered them. They remembered them the way they remembered them, which was very different and very sobering for me to hear. If you take a young child to Disneyland, you ask them what they did that day. They won't even remember anybody. They remember the rides they went on. I went on this ride and that ride, and I saw Mickey. And you're thinking, oh, I got them ready, and I got them dressed, and I fed them breakfast, and I put them in the car, and I took them there, and I paid for parking, and we went down, and first thing we saw was Mickey. And, you know, we go on with a whole different thing because that's what we did. They don't know that. So you can go to the same place and have two completely different perspectives, right? The same is true with our hurt. So when we become a little bit more objective and say, hey, you know what, that day when that person said that to me, why did I take it that way? Well, it came to me pretty fierce. They were really angry. They looked like they hated me. And then you say, well, that's just who they are, not who I was. I just happened to be there. Think of yourself. Times when you were angry and you may have said something and you thought, oh, that wasn't very cool. That wasn't very nice. I should not have said that to my child or to whoever. And then what happens? You go back and you say, hey, you know what? I should not have said that. I'm really sorry. Or even in your own mind, I probably should not have said that to them. They didn't deserve that. That didn't come from me being angry at them. I was already upset. Now I unleashed it on them. That's not okay. Gosh, I don't want to do that again to anybody, not even to myself. And when you say that, your brain goes, doesn't want to do that one again. Okay, great. Then let's not do it again. And you've just given yourself like the very basis of healing. Just by letting yourself know, hey, I've grown past wanting to hurt anyone with my anger. That's why I always say, if somebody comes at you and it's unexpected and they're angry, you have to say, I know you don't mean that. I know you don't. You have to be pretty hurt to talk like that. It will completely change. Not only the conversation, but the relationship. Not only the relationship, but the energy. Not only the energy, but your lives together for the rest of your lives if you know them that long. That level of compassion, we are starving for that. We have been starving for it for so long. And one of the things that we have long forgotten was truly the art of communication. And it's an art. You need to really be, I want to say, emotionally conscious of everything you're doing, of everything you're feeling, of everything you want in life, to know not to hurt anybody. To know that it's not okay to hurt yourself anymore. Because hurt becomes anger when it's unaddressed. And that's when we commingle it. It's that lack of paying attention to what we carry. And nobody else in the world can pay attention to your hurt. And sometimes we want the world to fix us. We want somebody else to know we're hurt. And that they fix us through it. But no one can do that. And if we wait for our lifetimes to get that, we're going to be really, really disappointed that no one can do that for us. Because they can't. And sometimes we don't want to do that for ourselves. We just don't know how. But the way we would address the other person, I know you wouldn't talk that way if you weren't hurt already. I know in my heart you don't want to hurt me like that. I know in my heart I don't want to hurt you like that either. Imagine someone saying that to you instead of, you did this and you did that and you're just awful, awful, awful. And instead of saying that, you say the first thing. You say, I know. I know. It's not who you want to be ever. Ever, ever. We're better than that. We are better than that. Even in line. I remember I was in line at like this discount merchandiser store across from my home. And I walk through it all the time on my walks. I take like a shortcut through it to get to the main street. And one day I was in line and I didn't know that I cut in front of somebody because I don't know what she was looking at, but I, honest to God, did not know that was her or she was in line, or I probably would have done something about it. And then I was paying for my item at one register, and at the other register, I heard this woman talking and looking at me and talking about a woman who cut in line in front of her, and she was like literally ready to tear me apart limb for limb. So when I saw her looking at me, I go to the cashier. I said, is she talking about me? And the cashier says, well, yeah, but you know what? You both got to a register at the same time because there were two cashiers. So one took me, one took her, but she was really upset that I cut in front of her. But I, honest to God, did not see anybody. So then I thought, oh, and I said, well, I didn't even know I cut in front of her, and I'm telling my cashier that, but I felt like I was talking to a mouse compared to the lion that was right behind it. And I had to leave, and the other lady was still at her register, and she turned around. Now, this is another woman to me, and I have no fighting bone in my body, and she looked at me, and almost all I could remember is that peacock feeling. She like lifted her chest at me. She was a little taller than I was. And she looked at me and she goes, you cut in line in front of me. And I said, I just heard you talking, but I honestly did not know I did that. I'm really sorry. And she said, oh, you know what you did. And I thought that woman was going to take me down right there. And I started to shake, and I never, ever thought or felt like anyone was ever going to hit me until that point in my life. And I stood there, and I said, I don't know what else to tell you. I did not see you, or I would not have walked in front of you. And I just kept going. I just kept going. I had nothing to prove to this woman. She was somebody I know I will probably never see again. And even if I did, probably would not recognize her. Well, maybe I would recognize the chest part because it was right in my face. But I kept going and I could hear her talk to the cashier. I can't remember everything she said, but it was about me and it wasn't good. And I just kept going. And I thought to myself as I was walking away, she'll just be a good story one day. I could have fought her back. I could have said, you know, you just made that up, or I didn't know, so get over it, or whatever. I could have talked like that. But I didn't need to. I didn't need to create a fight in a discount merchandiser store because someone thought that I cut in front of them. Really? Like, is that what we've grown to? And the woman, she may have been 10 years younger than me at the most. So pretty much in my peer group, in my age group. And it just, I left and I thought, wow, could you imagine being her kid? But that's all unaddressed hurt that got to be anger because it's been there so long. that this person needs to prove something to someone she doesn't even know in a discount merchandising store. Period. That's it. That's all there was to it. Now, let's say I was somebody who needed to fight back and needed to prove something. We probably would have been on the news that night because she probably would have torn me apart limb for limb. Or maybe all my little walking and exercise might have come in handy and I could have torn her apart. But why? I would have let out an unleashed anger. I would have felt justified in the anger that I have. Or not, by getting beat up myself, or whatever it is that could possibly have happened. I wouldn't have been able to walk away and think about it for a minute and come back and communicate. But because I've done that before, because I've already addressed what hurt me, I had nothing to prove to this person. So I just didn't participate. Because I didn't need to. I didn't have anything in me that gave me that feeling like I had to go back and tear her apart. Because I had to prove that no one's going to hurt me ever again because I've been hurt. I didn't need to do that. Imagine. It's so crazy that even happened the way it did. Now, let's say if I went to her and said, I didn't even see you, she'd say, hey, no problem. I got checked out, and I could see how you didn't see me. I was over there looking at whatever, which she was trying to tell me. I can't remember what she was looking at. But how would I have known that? Could have said that, and it could have been done. She could have just said nothing and realized, it's over. I'm in line at a store. But yet it happens. People are driving. Someone gets in front of you and you think, oh, they just cut me off. And then you get on the side of them and you give them the finger and then you keep driving. And then they, you know, and this goes on and on and on. But when we can't see past incidences that mean nothing to our overall life, we have to take a spot check on ourselves and ask ourselves, geez, what am I holding on to that mattered in that way? What am I holding on to? And you know, I'm going to tell you, when you ask that question, you get an answer. We all get answers. We all get to know what's in there, and we're the only ones who can. So when you find yourself feeling a little extra special in the department you don't want to, like, hey, I really feel like I need something to get mad at, check yourself at the door before you get into the argument, before you get into the conversation. Ask yourself questions, because that is where it starts. And you guys, I wanted to let you know as well today, one announcement before we're done, is that we had a problem with the PayPal button on our page, but there's two. If you pick the second one, you can pay for the summit. We're opening it up to 30 people, so the summit will be May 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday of May, the first week of May, and I'm so excited about it. Look it up on the website at www.nadiakhalil.com. And see if it's something that appeals to you and if you really are interested in doing a life plan. I will see you tomorrow morning. I love you guys so very much. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.